We now continue our look at Baltimore's city council races with a focus on the 9th District, which covers parts of West and Southwest Baltimore. Pete Welch has represented that district on the council since January of 2011, when he was appointed to finish the term of his mother, Agnes Welch. She retired in December of 2010 after nearly three decades. WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports that Welch has two challengers who accuse him of not doing enough for the district.
The challengers say the 9th District, which has some of the poorest neighborhoods in the city, has many issues to deal with. John Bullock says the innumerable problems include vacant, blighted properties and high unemployment.
We have plenty of issues in terms of trash. If you look at those vacant houses, we look at trash, we look at rats, we look at services that are unreliable, we look at streets that are potholed.
Jarrell Bratcher adds public safety and neighborhood revitalization to that list. He also says there is no incentive for small businesses in the district.
There are a lot of small businesses in the 9th District, but as soon as many of them open, they're closing their doors because they're not supported.
Both men want a chance to do something they say Welch is not doing, his job. Here's Bratcher.
We have not had a voice. We have not had an advocate. We have not had representation. And we have not had someone speaking and fighting and working and communicating with us.
Bullock says there is not a whole lot to point to when it comes to what Welch has done for the 9th.
He's very famous or infamous for doing resolutions, right? Certificates that he gives to folks, whether they be young people or seniors, and they feel good, but it's not necessarily the substance of anything happening.
He's referring to resolutions congratulating citizens for reaching milestones, like graduating high school or winning a sports championship. A look at the city council website shows that Welch has proposed 28 laws during his tenure. The majority of them deal with zoning. He also has called for committee hearings to push issues. He's pushing for the city to consider a park for dirt bike riders who currently ride their bikes in the streets illegally. But the Baltimore Sun reported last year he missed nearly a third of his committee votes. At a recent candidate forum, Welch said that his challengers have not done any work in the district. He says that's a statement of fact.
Sitting on a board doesn't really constitute doing anything or being the president of an organization when you can't really cite any projects that you were involved in.
He says zoning bills he sponsored helped to create affordable housing in the district. He also says he helped start a culinary training program at St. Mark's Institutional Baptist Church in Midtown Edmondson. The challengers say they have been working in the district as well. Bullock points to his seat on the board of the Empowerment Academy Charter School and his position as board president of the Coppin Heights Community Development Corporation, where he is overseeing the $14 million revitalization of the Hebrew Orphanage Asylum into a community health hub. Bratcher says he has been volunteering heavily in the district since middle school, and he adds he advocated for a school safety plan and helped found the Monarch Academy Charter School. While Welch has the most money among candidates, Bullock has the most endorsements, including ones from Maryland Working Families, SEIU, and the Sierra Club, and he's not far behind Welch when it comes to fundraising. There are three other candidates in the Democratic primary for the 9th, Nathaniel Anderson, J.B. Kenney, and Sean Key. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.